All right. I am so fully charged with euphoria because I just had the most amazing call podcast interview with Franzi. Franzi Footprints. Franzi Friedel is her name and her agency is called Footprints. And we talk about euphoria and life joy, which are our shared values. And we dive deep into the world of relationships in the digital nomad community. And as always, this interview is for you, no matter which relationship you live or don't live, seek or want to live. It's there to inspire you. So we talk about the problems, the pitfalls, as well as the opportunities as a digital nomad, traveling around the world, setting roots, growing wings, and at the same time also seeking love. So what are the challenges when relating? What are the big opportunities there for growth, for fulfilling your life's dreams? This conversation is a very candid conversation. Franzi shares some intimate details of her private life, what was going on in her relationship world when she started her online business. And I think there's a lot to learn, a lot to get inspiration from, and enjoy this interview. If you are not driving, then you can close your eyes for a moment, but other than that, keep your eyes obviously open. Let's take three conscious breaths to really arrive in the here and now and to let go of what has been before or what's maybe distracting you. So take a deep inhale through the nose and consciously guide your breath to your belly or to your root chakra, really deep. And when you exhale, let go of tension, let go of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. Relax your shoulders. Take another deep inhale. And feel how fresh energy enters your body. And let go and exhale. And then in your own, continue with the conscious breathing. And place one hand over your heart if you can, to really feel you. And with the other hand, rub the ear loops a little bit. Then now you are set to go to listen up, not just with your ears, but with your heart. All right. Today I welcome Franzi, Franzi Footprints, in my podcast. Hello, hello.
Hello.
And yeah, I feel a strong connection to her mission, as we both share the online business lifestyle, and in her Instagram, in her stories, she spreads such a life joy, and I love watching her salsa videos. I'm a dancer too, so it always brings me so much joy to watch your story, to watch your lifestyle. Actually, I enjoyed setting up this interview with you so much because it was so easy, lightweight, and at the same time, you were so committed. It was just like, yeah, let's do it. And you showed up just at the right time. And I appreciate that. I want to thank you. Yes. I'm particularly curious in this interview to explore the world of relationships in the digital nomad community. You have an online community of more than 40,000 digital nomads. You are in this world, in this business for over 5 years. So I assume you have a lot of experience and met some couples and seen the ups and downs while you accompany them with your online business coaching. But yeah, I think nobody better to introduce herself than you yourself. And I want to hand it over to you, maybe just for a brief introduction. Yeah, Franzi, who are you and what is alive in you today?
Hello, everybody. I'm Franzi. I'm 29. I'm originally from Germany, from Thousand Germany near Munich. And since 4.5 years, I'm an online coach. Since 5 years, I'm a digital nomad traveling the world. And I love the lifestyle still, so I'm still in it. And oh my God, there's nothing better than this for me. I'm an absolute free spirit. I'm a techno and salsa lover. I know normally this not goes well along, but for me it does. And I help people to find out what their true purpose is and how they can make a business with it and earn money through it. And then, become location independent, traveling the world, all that stuff, and be seen on social media with their mission. So that's exactly what I'm doing, what my team is doing, the Footprints Agency. So that's me.
That's true. Wonderful, wonderful. And I mean, this podcast is called Love, Purpose, Growth, really with the focus on, embracing love and life, finding your purpose and growing together as a couple. And you had all those words in there as well, like helping individuals or probably also couples that come to you to work on their purpose. Mm. Yeah, we want to talk about love, purpose, and growth. So just to see what's in there, the purpose part. So what matters most to you in life, and how did you find out, maybe going a bit backwards also, how did you find out what matters most to you in life?
Ooh, that's a deep question. Holy shit.
Yes.
Starting deep in this. Amazing. I love it. What matters most for me in life? I think it's the search for euphoria. Sometimes this can be tricky because it ruins a lot of stuff to always be on the search for euphoria. But for me, it is to explore life and to experience it in every aspect. And I know that there are two things that belong to life. It's like the negative feelings, they also belong to it. We cannot say, okay, that's not it. It is life as well. And also the euphoric and the excitement part. But I think there are so many coaches out there already talking about how to, hold yourself in your negative emotions, how to understand yourself, how to whatever. Yeah. And this is not my topic. My topic is bringing people into a euphoric lifestyle and to have bliss and joy and excitement around them. I think this is one of the most important things in my life, not to only have it for myself, also to let other people explore it. So, for example, my parents, my partners, my friends, whatever, they all say the same. When I'm with you, I'm in excitement. And this is exactly what I want to bring to the people. Yeah, so I think this is something that matters most. And of course, deep connection to people and freedom. So I think it's three things: excitement or euphoria, connection, and freedom. Yeah.
I know why I got drawn to your energy so well, because it's one of the missions that I go out with as well. Like, there is so much couples coaching or couples therapy, looking at, the trauma, the healing, the wounds, the pain, the suffering, and how to heal that. And yes, that can be part, and totally fine. But at the same time, I feel there is also so much life joy that brings us together. And how about going on a coaching journey together and feeling how a relationship can actually also be lightweight, easy, joyful, and not always, looking at it from the angle of this is hard work. You have to dig deep and do the hard work. Like, make it a joyful journey of growth, like looking at that as well. Take us a bit back in your journey. So how did you go about finding your mission, your purpose in life? How did you end up in the lifestyle of living, freedom, digital nomad? What happened there that helped you find this path?
Well, I was totally depressed 2017, working in my office in Munich and driving every day from Augsburg to Munich, which is 1.5 hours back and forth every day. So 3 hours in a fucking car every day. The rest of the time working for a company that was okay, but not like really fulfilling what I did there. So I just asked myself, okay, it's raining, it's winter, I'm sitting in an office doing things I actually don't like, driving the whole day car. What the hell am I doing there? Is this life now? Should I really do this for the next, 50 years? Holy shit, this is not going to happen. So I was like, oh my God, I need to find a solution for this. I need a change. And this is why I decided to finally get out of my comfort zone and decide to go to Ibiza for a season. So I ever wanted to work in Ibiza and to live there. I made holidays, a lot of them before, and I knew Ibiza is my place. So free people, crazy hippies, music, it's all what I need. So I thought, okay, let's do this. And this was a hard decision, because back then I had probably everything that a German girl could want. I had a relationship, I had a nice flat, I had a car, I had a nice family, friends, we went out to party every weekend, I had nice clothes, I had everything. But I was so not fulfilled, it was crazy. And it took me a long time to realize that if I keep on going like this, my excitement goes to zero. So mm-hmm. I was like dead, like the heart beat rate, you see, like it's dead, you know? And for me, this is a status that I cannot live with it. It's crazy for me. So, well, then I went to Ibiza, had the most amazing time ever. It was pure excitement every day. I mean, if you haven't been in Ibiza yet, check it out, peeps. I can just recommend it. You can dance here every day to the different kind of music, and you have nice beaches, amazing people. So that was a total change to the life I had before. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it made something with me, and I decided, okay, I cannot go back to the old lifestyle. The old me is dead now. Mm-hmm. So I met a person, I fell in love, how this all goes all the time. And then I stayed in Ibiza. We had an amazing time, which were a lot of ups and downs in between. Mm-hmm. Actually, if I look back on this relationship on today, I need to say it was quite toxic, actually, and it brought a lot of shit up in myself. Then I decided to go to Thailand. He left me in the first night in Thailand in the hotel room and broke up with me. And it was a mm-hmm. drama. You cannot imagine. It was dramatic, 100% drama. Well, then I stood there in fucking Thailand, lost, alone, culture shock and heartbroken. Yeah, needed to decide, okay, what should I do now? And at this moment in time, I worked for the DNX, for Marcus and Feli, and that really helped me to focus myself on work. So I really put myself into this. I worked my ass off. I worked around 70 hours, even though I was in Thailand. So I just like me and my laptop everywhere, in every fucking restaurant, every bar. I sat there. It worked. But this brought me exactly to where I am today. So all this hard work paid off in the end. And well, it was a quite transformative journey for me personal, for me in business, for me in the field of love or relationships. I learned a lot. And yeah, the journey still goes on. That was my start.
You shared a little bit about the relationship side. So, I mean, there was a lot of transformation in the most important areas of life all at the same time. What would you say, how did the relationship support your growth or hinder your growth starting your business, finding your way? I mean, you said it was a toxic relationship. So, I mean, it takes some gut to see this and to break free of it and then, you know, feel the power and not go into exactly. victim mode.
Exactly. It helped me a lot to be the person that I am today, because I really needed to work on some stuff from my past, from my parents that are divorced and all that stuff. So it brought up a lot in me, which was good. And also regarding work, without this person, I would never knew about the word digital nomads, probably never, because he brought me to that word and said, hey, look, there is a Facebook group and they're looking for people. So please check it out. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So I did. Wow. And then they hired me. So that was actually the start of everything. So I was really glad to meet him. And he was a graphic designer before and told me, yeah, you can also work online, friends. You do social media. So it would be perfect. So we can travel the world and that together. And so he set the dream in my mind. Oh, my God, I can travel with my love through the world and I earn money along the way. What the hell? This is really working. Like, what? And he really set the dream in my mind. And then I was like, okay, now I'm on fire. I want this. And when he broke up, then the dream was still there. So I tried to figure out, okay, how can I get successful in this field? How can I do it on my own? I realized I don't need anybody to do that. I just need myself and my laptop and I can do it without any partner, without any man, without anyone helping me. And it worked. So this was, I think, a big step for me. To realize to not be dependent on anyone and to set my inner fire to make everything that I really want to fulfill my dreams, also without a person that maybe set up the dream. So it's just like he sparks the fire, or so to say, or he set the spark, but to like make the fire really burn, that was me. And I think this is exactly what my journey was all about. And now I'm setting sparks in other people to make this possible. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So beautiful how, you know, we so easily judge about, you know, relationships, or whether it's toxic or not, or whether it's good or bad. And to still see, yeah, the impact it has and how it helps you find yourself even better. Really beautiful put there. Mm-hmm. What helped you the most in that time to not get lost in all this? What were like the remedies, the medicine that helped you really, yeah, dig deep, find out about your the beliefs that you had to heal, and move on? What was essential?
I think it was different things, but first of all, the connection to other people that are also digital nomads, like the community, the connection. Because I thought in the beginning, oh my God, now I don't have my boy anymore, I'm alone. But I'm not alone. Like, if you're a digital nomad, you're never alone in the whole world. There are so many people doing the same, and we have so many possibilities to connect, to communicate, to co-work together, whatever. So you actually have never the feeling of really being alone, which makes a difference. It's the same with dancing. If you dance salsa, for example, I do, and I also dance bachata a little bit. So if I want to find people in Mexico or in Venezuela, or it doesn't matter where I'm going, I know exactly, I go to a salsa party and after this, I know 10 people. It's the same with the co-working space. If you go there, it's absolutely impossible to not know anyone after you went there. It's impossible. So you everywhere have the chance to find new friends, or like new colleagues, or maybe also people that maybe can partner up with you for a collaboration, whatever. So this is first thing. And then the other thing that really helped me was to see success. I mean, I thought I can only do that dream with that guy. And when I realized that it's working without him, maybe even better, because I could focus totally on me and my business and not on him anymore. So I don't lose energy in this direction, because I'm always focused every day, then I saw the results that came up, and then I was like, oh fuck, it's working. And then I realized, okay, money's coming in, I'm sitting in Thailand drinking my milkshake and it's perfect. So then I realized it's happening. Mm-hmm. And this realization changed everything, because then I knew it's working. And I think you need to find proof of concept along the way, so you don't give up. So this was a most important part, actually. So that was a huge motivator for me as well. If I came back to Germany and I visited my family and friends, and they tell all the same stories every day, they don't really explore anything new. So the life is the same every day. And then I realized again, I'm not going back there. This is gone. And this also helps you to keep on going with your motivation, I think. Yeah.
So great. And then What changes have you experienced since then, since living the digital nomad lifestyle in your world of relationships? So all of a sudden you were in Thailand, you were in Ibiza, maybe not in one place anymore. How does that, you have your own business, you know, also like you are not dependent on anyone anymore. So what has changed in your world of relationships since then?
Well, after it, I was focused on my business, but I wanted a relationship, because I wanted to have that symbiosis of masculinity and femininity again. So I thought, okay, I need to get whole and I need a partner. So I was like trapped a little bit in that thing. Okay, now I change places quite often. How should I get a real relationship when I change places all the time? That was my thinking at that moment. So I decided to go to Berlin for half a year or a year, where I met my new boyfriend at this time. And he was a normal employee, did physiotherapy and all that stuff in Berlin. And as I was in Berlin, it was okay for that time. But he and me, we both knew I'm a free bird and I will not stay forever in Berlin. This was like, definitely will not happen. I told him in advance. And he was also inspired by my lifestyle, I think. So he said, okay, I actually want to be self-employed as well. Let me know how can I do it. And as I had a marketing agency, our team we helped him to build up a website and to make a concept and all that stuff. And now he's also free, living also in Ibiza now, and is also more or less a nomad, helping people to like patients and freelancers to find each other in Berlin, to make physiotherapy and all that stuff. So it's more like a platform. And this is what we did in that time. So I helped him to grow in this part, and he helped me to grow in the relationship part, and helped me to heal my wounds and all that stuff. So it was a good mixture at this time. And but then it came COVID, and we were stuck in Berlin, and I looked every day again on a dark gray roof from another building, and I was like, okay, the sky is as gray as the building. This is not real. Like, what am I doing here? I need to escape again. It's impossible that I do it more longer. So I told him, listen, I need to go in May. I'm going back to my island. I need to go. So we need to make it work now. Otherwise, I need to leave. I cannot make it anymore. So that was for me really a point of, do we like go together to Ibiza, or we split up? So that was really bad at that moment, because I was so depressed. For me, like, weather and spirit of the people and all that stuff, this makes something with me, and it draws me so down if I haven't got it. So that was a real problem actually at that moment. So he did. We went together to Ibiza, which was nice in the beginning, but then he was like falling in a deep hole. He was like, oh fuck, now I had everything that I wanted. I can live free. I have it, and I'm in Ibiza, and it's everything great. What now? And this what now, I also figured out a long time. Like, all the time when I reach something, I think, okay, nice, but what now? What's next? So I think this is something a lot of creators or entrepreneurs have, to create something, and when it's done, you are already on the run to create something new, and you don't really enjoy the moment of, hey, I created this, and I just like can be joyful about it longer. It's not like done with that second that it's done. You know what I want to say?
Yeah.
And that's a real problem, actually. And for me at this point in life, it would have never been possible to, like, for example, get into a relationship with a teacher or with a whatever, like a person who is stuck in Germany. Yeah. That was for me like a no-go. Yes. Yeah. And I think this is a huge problem of other digital nomads too, because if you have already gained that freedom, you're not going back. I haven't seen any digital nomad leading this lifestyle and then saying, okay, fuck that shit, I'm going as an employee again in a company and go back to Germany. I never saw that. Mm-hmm. If you are successful in what you're doing, that's the most important part of it. Because if you're not successful, okay, you have no choice, you go back. Okay. But if you are successful with what you're doing and you really live the freedom lifestyle, you're not going back into your small bubble. This has never happened to me, and also not my colleagues and my friends. So I think this is a problem. If you are already in a relationship and then one of these two people decides to become a nomad, then one gets out of the normal situation, the other person is anxious, like, oh my God, where is she going? So I'm like, this is all of these like anxious attachment and that stuff. And this is a problem. And also the problem is when you do it both, like we decide, hey, let's do it together. We start together. One develops in the other direction. The next one develops in this direction. You have different kind of experiences, meet different people. So it's also really challenging. But for me, the most challenging part was really to understand that all the men I would normally date in Germany, it's gone. I mean, there's no option anymore. They can be the most nicest person ever, friendly as fuck, super helpful people. Mm-hmm. All what I actually would like to do or have in a relationship, it's no option. Because I need that free-spirited person to combine it in my life, because I'm not giving up this lifestyle anymore. So I think it needs to be something that would fit together. So two entrepreneurs or two freelancers or whatever, two digital nomads that have already experienced this and say, wow, this is it. Now we make it even more beautiful by joining it or like to combining it. That's what I think. So that's also something I struggled a lot with. Yeah. I can imagine that some people do as well. That was a long story. I'm sorry for that, but that leads
No. We came from your own relationship status, and we dove a little bit into the shared problems or what you see in the digital nomad community. And I think that's something I want to explore more. But just maybe to end or to wrap your story up. So is your partner still in Ibiza, or has he gone back to Berlin, or what is the status there?
Well, right now it's complicated.
You can share.
Well, right now it's complicated because I have a lot of crazy thoughts in my mind that make people go crazy, probably. So he's like the, how can I say, he suffers from my creative euphoric mind sometimes. So this is basically the problem. But he's still here. He's living the dream now. He told me, like, thank you so much that you brought me out of fucking Berlin, because he loved Berlin. He's like, I don't go back. Like, look, Ibiza is amazing. So he knows what he gains with, and we're both fine with each other. So both we helped each other a lot. And nobody knows what happens next. So I don't plan anything. I just go with the flow, how it is possible. And yeah.
I like the idea of, I mean, also freedom in that area with regard to not necessarily having to put a label on a relationship all the time. I mean, you're still relating, and it sounds like, you know, there's appreciation, gratitude, and sometimes it just needs time to unfold, like whichever direction it goes, or until something new shows up and it's easier to decide what happens with the two of us. So for now, let's keep it at, it's complicated, okay. So within the digital nomad community, what kind of relationship models do you see there? Or what kind of relationship models do you see there? I could imagine
actually a lot. I think there is nothing that is not possible. You see, like, the total hippies that are living in communes, or how do you say that in English? Like in
communes.
Yeah. And everybody has something with everybody, and they spread free love. Okay, it's not my thing, but if you want to do that, fine. So this is also happening. But you have also normal married people that were traveling with children, for example. So, like, whole digital nomad families, which I really, really, really have amazing. How can I say that? I don't find the right word. I'm so impressed by people like this, how they do it. It's really something for me. This is amazing. If you travel with your family or with your wife or husband, and you take your children with you along your journeys and build up your business along the way. So this is, I think, the most amazing thing you can do for your children, because they have really something to learn along the way. And if you put your children in a German school, sorry again to say that, but it's horrible.
It really.
School system is like shit, and you don't teach your children to become a free mind. You just, like, tell them you have to think that, you have to think that, and that's it. So all the conditioning and that stuff. So I think children like these are super free and can explore themselves and explore life and the world. And this is the best school you can get. That's what I think. You have also people that make it, like, for example, one person is still in Germany, the other person is already traveling, or the other way around. Or sometimes you just meet up somewhere and then you're together, and then you split up again and everybody's doing their stuff on their own. Then there are a lot of affairs, or how can I say that, holiday relationships, let's say it like this. And then you know exactly, okay, we just go with the flow, we are present in the moment, we know exactly that this is gonna end because you go there and I go there, but for now we have the most amazing time and we enjoy every minute of it. And this is for me also actually something super beautiful but super hard at the same time, because I'm really bad in saying goodbyes. And for me, this is heartbroken as hell. Like, still, I have a lot of attachment to people that I love, and I don't want to, like, finish it. But I guess if you have a good communication, and if you have, like, honesty in your communication and say how you feel, then you can also, like, keep it going through a longer process. But it's not that easy. Like, for me, it's super hard. I want my beloved one around me, And there is the freedom to do it. I mean, if you're a nomad and you say, I'm falling in love with a Mexican bartender, for example, which is not a nomad, but you as a nomad has the freedom to stay there. And this is for me also something that would never, ever be possible without that nomad thing. Because if you're a teacher in Germany, falling in love with a yoga teacher in Mexico, this, you know, exactly, it's done. I mean, then you have a holiday relationship, say goodbye, that's it, ciao, ciao, have a nice life, whatever. But being a nomad gives you the freedom to be around the people you want to be around.
Yeah.
And that's super, super nice, actually, even though it has also some bad aspects of it, yeah.
Yeah, but you have the freedom, the liberty to decide how long you want to stay, give it a try, just be there. Sometimes living this nomad lifestyle with all the opportunities, all the liberties can also blow the mind because you constantly have to decide, you know, do I want to book a flight or not? Is it time to leave or not? But I see, a lot of different relationship models in that community. I admire so much the different models and what you shared about families putting their kids through school of life. I think it's really a beautiful learning journey, really to see different societies, to see different countries, and to be able to think critically. Just when you mentioned that, I thought, there's something to it that you learn for life and keep forever. And it's not like you will always be traveling. I mean, you can also then decide to settle down in one place, but to really feel the place that lets your heart shine, or to really find the place in the world where you feel that you can live your highest potential. I think that's something we don't necessarily ask ourselves. We don't learn in school. Actually, we might even be bound by our family to stay in that place, expected to stay in one place. But I have felt how being in different places really brings different side of me to shine and find out who I am, find out which people to attract.
Definitely.
So,
Also what we spoke about in the beginning about the excitement and the euphoria and that feeling of being alive. I think if you are a nomad, you can choose every day. If you're like, okay, now I feel already again stuck somewhere, I need a new adventure. Okay, let's do it. So you have every time the choice to bring that excitement feeling again in your life. But what do you do if you're sitting at home, your life looks the same every day? For me, this is like literal, I could die from this. But I think it depends what kind of person you are. I think it's not everyone like me or like you. There are a lot of people that appreciate that lifestyle they have back home and they're happy with it, and then it's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're not happy with it, there are options to escape that or to make another life out of it. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not better or worse the one or the other. It's just like how you would like to live, and that there are options. And to know that, this makes freedom already in your mind, I think.
A thought experiment, but is there like a development, like a self-development in the digital nomad lifestyle, like starting to travel every other week, going to places, and then at one point settling down in one place? I feel like it makes also relating easier once you settle down, but settle down in a way like I have my two home bases, like on your website you share like, these are my home bases, but the world is my home, you know, like I can work from anywhere, but I do have bases. And I wonder, have you seen in the last years, like this is a normal development curve for digital nomads, that they tend to travel less at one point?
Yeah, I think you in the beginning, you just like be a free bird and want to go everywhere. And oh my God, the world is such a huge place. And then there are these people who like write down how many countries they already traveled and all that stuff, which is amazing. Yeah. But I think if you do that longer, you need a home base to settle down, because it's exhausting for the body. It's exhausting for the mind to always get new impulses and all that stuff. You just need to reflect that also a little bit and to like clear your mind, and then you can also be more productive for your business. I think the people need to understand it's not 1 year gap doing nothing, traveling around as a backpacker. This is something different, and you need to understand that if you want to become a digital nomad or like that online entrepreneur, you also working, and you cannot say, okay, fuck that shit, I'm just chilling in my hammock the whole day and tomorrow I like another hammock, so I go to another country. So this is what the people need to understand, and all this setup all the time, all this community all the time, to build it up again and again and again, it's also exhausting. So for me, I like it to know I'm coming to Ibiza and I know a lot of people here. I know exactly who to call. Hey, let's go dancing. Hey, let's go make business, whatever. I like that. But sometimes also this island gets too little and then I just make a trip somewhere or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because.
But there is a development like this. Yes.
Yeah. 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 And I also listening to you got me inspired. It's like 10, 15 years ago, the newspapers would say something like, oh, if we continue like this, like people are all drawn into the big metropolitan cities and they are expanding and the rural areas are like devastated. Like that's the future. And while you were talking, I thought it feels more like there's a different trend arising whereby, you know, there are digital nomads or a group of people that is not drawn by cities, but is choosing places of high frequencies of euphoria, of happiness. And it's like 100%. We are all moving towards, you know, centers that are not necessarily cities, but we are all like, there are more and more of these bubbles.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, spinning that further, sometimes I like these experiments. What does that do to certain other cities where, you know, I also made a decision to not go back to Germany, even though there are people and places and things that I love. I notice how I am more, I feel I can be happier in other places, still live a sustainable lifestyle. It's not about, you know, not caring about anything, but choosing a place where happiness and euphoria can be lived. And
100%. And what you said about that centered places with the high frequencies, I see that in Tulum or Playa del Carmen. I see that here in Ibiza. I see that in Portugal, where is your home base? I see that in Bali. I see that in Koh Phangan in Thailand. So you have these places. They are there already. So if people who listen to the podcast right now or the YouTube, whatever, hear that, you have places to go. And it's true that there is some magic about these places and also some spirituality behind it. And I think if you do work as a digital nomad and work on yourself while developing, while traveling, so this is the best self-development that you can actually do, because it makes something with you and your experiences and that stuff. You also come on a certain day maybe or in a certain point to the spiritual aspect of life, whatever. This is what I believe in. The more, like, some of the people come there earlier, some of them come there later, but it's totally fine, everybody in its pace. But it's a nice combination of body, mind, and soul, about being creative, dancing maybe, and also being a spiritual human being. So I like places that are combining all of these. For me, Koh Phangan is doing this. For me, Tulum, Playa del Carmen are doing this, and Ibiza as well. So this is why I'm here. But I think this is it, like people doing yoga, meditation, working on their laptops, being creative. I think this is an amazing opportunity right now to give the world better stuff back, because we are in such a high frequency field with all these digital nomad community people. This is the best, how can I say that, tierra in Spanish, the best erde in German.
Yes, how can I say that? Field, ground to nurture.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yes, exactly. To create more creative, inspiring, whatever ideas.
Yes, it's. I love this, where this is going, because for me, modern couples was never about just coaching a single unit couple, but it was about bringing these couples also together, because with the shared mindset, with knowing how to communicate better, knowing what you want in life, how to communicate that, how to deal with no's, like all these things, once you have these relationship skills, it becomes so much easier to either on your own go and spread your message. But if you know there are other couples or other individuals in your network that also share these skills, synergies come up. You create businesses together, you create dreams together, once there is this basis of trust in how we relate. And I feel that these places that you mentioned are, yeah, actually hotspots for modern couples in that regard, to find each other, to create synergies. And I love being in that field or surrounded by these people, because there is high frequency, there is entrepreneurial thinking, there is enjoying life while at the same time not destroying the planet, but really going out there with heart-centered purpose. Yeah, nice. Let's see, wrapping this up, because we have talked quite a bit there. I have a few questions here that I'm looking at right now. What are your top learnings from the digital nomad world, or from living this lifestyle? What are your top learnings for the world of relating, for relationships? What have you learned that has become more important in your relationships?
Ooh, that's a lot. First of all, I think social media is one of the best things to relate, because you can start relations there. You can also destroy relations through social media if you do it wrong. Yes. But I mean, you have so many possibilities to connect to people, and that's amazing. So, especially nomads should use that tool to connect. I mean, Facebook groups, Instagram channels, whatever. You can find so many great and really cool, inspiring, creative people there. Also, co-working spaces, of course, go there to the hotspots, and you will have a lot of great connections there. But it's not a real learning. That's just something where the people can go if they search something like this. A learning for relationships, or like more to relate in that topic. I think it's super hard sometimes to connect business and relationship, because if you found something that your heart beats for, I mean, your purpose, your mission of your business, whatever, you're so focused on yourself and your business that you forget people that you actually love. So that's also something that can be a risk. So watch out for this and make room for yourself and also for the people you actually love, because otherwise they will not be that happy to support you and your business anymore when you just forget about them. So this is something I had to learn the hard way, actually. Mm-hmm. And then also, you can lose yourself in that personal development, spirituality, and online business bubble and lose the ground a little bit of where you actually come from. And I think you need both, like the flying high thing and that excitement and all that stuff, but also the grounding of knowing where you come from and who you actually were before all this started. Because so many people lose their, how can I say that, their humbleness, or they being on the ground feeling when they earn a lot of money, when they're going through whatever, like immense clients, acquisitions and all that stuff. So all the people coming in, booking their coachings, booking this, which is fucking amazing. I mean, you have an impact and it's wow. Yeah. You earn it every day, but you need to be careful that you don't lose the sense of being you without all this business stuff, without being that amazing, successful woman or man running an amazing business, living the dream. You can lose the ground. And this is something I would be careful about, to always think, okay, where do I come from? How did this all started? So you stay connected to yourself and your roots. It's not that easy to find a good balance between family and friends that are still at home and your new kind of family in your tribe or in your community or whatever while traveling, and to find a good balance. Because for me, I could not say, fuck Germany, the whole thing. You know, I mean, I love my family, I love my friends, even though they lead a completely different life. And you need to be careful that you don't start judging people for their normal life. This is what I did before. Like, oh my God, how can they lead a normal life? It's so horrible. It's so boring. Yeah, but for them, it's okay. They are totally fine with it. And to understand that there is no reason to judge them, to just be happy for them if they're really happy, and they can be happy for you because you are really happy. And then find a way to sit down at a table, talk about a different kind of lifestyles, and don't exclude yourself from it. Because if you're just in the bubble of nomads and online entrepreneurs and all that stuff, it can also get a lot boring, because you're so, how can I say that, narrow-minded. It's only going in one direction all the time. And I think this is also something somebody needs to figure out for themselves, how many contacts you need in your old field, so to say, and in the new field. For me, it's good to have a balance in this. But there are also people that say, I'm never coming back. I have no contact anymore. I'm done with that life. So now I lead a complete new life, and it's also okay. You just need to see, I think, what is your way of doing it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's relating with everybody else and finding peace with other people's life. I think that's an important skill to let others also be as they are and inspire by going your own way. Do you feel like for digital nomads, very often, I feel like priorities change in that regard. Like I come first, then, you know, my business and then maybe relationships. I wonder if that is true. You know, there is some self-centeredness or different energy. While I feel like for others, it might be, you know, family relationship first, then maybe my job, and then maybe I myself with my well-being. Do you see that often, or do these values change?
Yeah, it's 100% true, and I'm not sure yet if I really like that development. I still need to figure it out, and I'm still in the process of finding myself in this, because sometimes I get the feeling of being stuck between two worlds. I mean, my old life, my old me, my old family, my old, all these old things, yes, and the new things where I'm actually want to go to. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're sitting there like, okay, what are the next steps? And you're sitting between two chairs because you actually want to go to that salsa festival in Canaries, whatever, or like to that digital nomad conference, which is actually end of May in Berlin. So I'm speaking there. Come over if you're gonna come over and speak German. So you have that thing, but on the other thing, you have like, okay, I actually would like to be there at my grandpa's 80th birthday, whatever. What should I do? So you feel stuck between two worlds sometimes. And I don't know if it's a really good, how can I say that, progress or process that we made as humans to be more individualistic. If I see Italian, or Spanish people, or Venezuelans, or Mexicans, where family is more the center. Mm-hmm. They're also super happy, and they have also excitement, and they also go dancing, and they also have fun, but they're not so into pressure of working or how can I say that, all these things that we learned in Germany, for example, like all these success-driven things.
Yeah.
Which lead you to individualism. And I don't know if that's a really good development. I think we need both. Being individualistic in a community and to connect that, I think this is the challenge of our time right now.
Oh, yes. Building bridges there, understanding each other's needs, expressing them. Wonderful relationship skills. Yeah. So I really love the conversation, and I like the clearness of voice and also, you know, your clear direction there, about the lifestyle. I wonder if a couple or if an individual listens to this episode and lives, so to say, a more normal relationship life in Germany, there might have been one or the other trigger in this. And my goal is always to inspire also, whoever lives in however you call that relationship, to learn something from other lifestyles. So, you know, don't necessarily have to switch immediately into digital nomad. You don't necessarily have to agree with that lifestyle. But what would maybe be one thing you could learn from our conversation for a lifestyle, you know, grounded in one place, in one relationship? Mm-hmm. What would be like one inspiration to get a little bit of the spark of our conversation? What do you think?
I really like the question, actually. Thank you for asking. I would say to see different options, because I think if you are on the grounded level of living and you're fine with it, you lose sight of possibilities. You just see one thing. This is how normal people do it, so I'm doing it as well. So that gets you like this, like, how can I narrow-minded? Yeah. So I would suggest you to open eyes for possibilities. And if you don't want to become a digital nomad, it's totally fine. But maybe you can ask your boss to say, hey, can I work 2 weeks a year on my laptop somewhere remote from home office? That could be also a choice. And then you make a really nice holiday with your wife and your children where all the others are playing in the sand. You work on your laptop 5-6 hours. Then you close it and have a good time with your family and friends. And that's also a thing that can change your life completely because it makes a difference. It makes new experiences. You collect memories through that. So I think there are so many things, and also regarding relationship, to maybe think about if the normal concept of living or the normal relationship, how it should be, is really the thing that you want. Because if it's your mother, if it's your mother who wants that, or if it's your wife who wants that, or whatever, like your friends telling you that's the only way, maybe it's not yours. So maybe you can check it after the podcast we had today, if it's really you, something you want. And if you come to the conclusion, yes, of course, then hey, have an amazing life. Congrats to this. You found your life and I'm happy for you. And if you think, no, actually, this is not what I want. I'm just living as someone else's dream or something like this. Then again, think about the options and connect yourself with people who show you options. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And very often I have couples in my coaching that are in this transitioning phase, you know, one finding out there's something I want to change, be it the location or the relationship, and, you know, the other one not yet there, different speed. How sometimes for me, like my big job is to stretch time a little bit so that both can explore these worlds, find little experiments that they can make, like you suggested, you know, can we as a couple go to a different place, even though you are still in your employed business and the other one is working on online business, like find little experiments that open the door to a new lifestyle, and both of them can have the opportunity to find their decision in there. And it's maybe also then a moment of finding out that one person really doesn't live that lifestyle and the other does. And then we have to see. But sometimes it's about time and getting inspiration, finding experiments, how to explore this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's often what I do.
And I think that people are sometimes really stuck between the values that they have, because for me, connection is a huge value, and that's also a value of growth and freedom. And if you ask yourself, how should I decide? And you ask your values that decide maybe for you, and you say, okay, freedom is saying leave that relationship and live your fucking nice dream life. And then growth would say maybe the same. But connection says, no, I want to keep the relationship. I want to work on that. I want to keep on going. I have true love for that human being, whatever. I think this is, I don't know, like you go around in circles. And I don't know sometimes myself, I just speak about myself right now, how to decide then. Is it worth keep on going with the relationship, or is it something that I can say, okay, there is no fruits on the ground anymore to make something out of it, or like it's not leading anywhere anymore. And this is, I think, super, super tricky to find the right spot of, now I can make a decision, I leave or I keep on going with it, because whatever, because the values are like fighting against each other sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Yeah. Hansi, thank you. Thank you so much for this conversation.
You're welcome.
Is there anything still on your mind, on your heart, that you want to share with the community, with the audience listening? Be it go ahead.
In case you liked our podcast or like the talk today, and you like what I said, and maybe think about also figuring out what you can do as a digital nomad, or how can you build up a location independent life and own business, whatever, then let me know. Especially for the Germans, I have a program which is called Freiflug, and this starts again in July. It's a 6 weeks coaching program for business starters, and I have the same, more or less the same, for one-to-one coaching clients, also to build up businesses from scratch or to make more profit out of it and get more clients through social media, all that stuff, which is also possible, of course, in English. So in case you're interested in this, let me know. You can find me on Instagram on Franzi's Footprints, and I'm happy to assist you there. I'm answering all of your questions there as well, and I'm happy to connect.
Yeah, wonderful, beautiful pitch. And at the same time, if when you do all these things and want to look into the world of relations and how to take your partner along, how to live this lifestyle as a modern couple, Modern Couples offers coaching and community. And I think there's so much where we can support and grow together. So we will, you can look at my website, you can book a free discovery call. And I look forward to hearing about all the Modern Couples story and how they evolve and grow.
Thank you for tuning in into this podcast, into our interview. And if you liked it, please leave a comment, share it. This is still a young podcast, and I really appreciate your support as well as your constructive feedback. If you want to dive deeper into the world of modern couples, taking your relationship to a new level, check out my website, modern-couples.com. We are just about to launch our Modern Couples Masterminds, where you can experience coaching as well as community. It's for all those curious modern and entrepreneurial couples that want to dive deeper and take their skills higher. You can apply to be part of the community by simply sending me a DM, and I will forward you all the other informations. I look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Thank you.